What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back, folks. Tomorrow, the New Orleans Chamber of Commerce will have their spring luncheon. And it is entitled From Collaboration to Conviction, Real Results in Public Safety, Celebrating Progress, a spotlight on the unprecedented cooperation between the DA's office and the NOPD that's improving conviction rates and community confidence. And joining us this morning for the first segment of this hour is Sandra Lombana Lindquist, President and CEO of the New Orleans Chamber, and she is joined by Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, the Superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is the Superintendent.
So, Sandra, let's start with you. I wish I wasn't working. I'd love to be at this event tomorrow to hear the DA and the chief.
I was going to ask if you could do it. we love it when you do our annual meeting live from the hotel lobby, and I was wishing we could do that again so you could hear this conversation tomorrow.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I love the title and what y'all are presenting tomorrow. It's awesome.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to tell you, I got this idea from you. I was listening to your program back in March when I was headed in the car to an economic development conference in Mississippi, and Goinechi was on your show, and you were talking about the conviction rate and crime going down. And you know how you and I have always talked about, we want to talk about the positive things of New Orleans, and we have so many positive things to celebrate, and this is one of them. Here is our superintendent, Ann Kirkpatrick, working closely with the DA's office to crack down on crime. So that's what we wanted to do tomorrow is, be able to tell the community that there is a substantial decline in crime rates since 2022, thanks to this collaboration between these two offices.
Absolutely. And I know that the chief knows this. Chief, your arrests are only as good as a successful prosecution.
That's right, Sheriff. And as your experience and all the years you were in law enforcement, you know that to be a truth. And so we can arrest and arrest and arrest, but you don't break cycles of violence unless there is accountability through the district attorney's office. And we are blessed, frankly, to have Jason Williams. He has been a great, great partner to us.
Well, and I would say I think we're blessed to have you, Superintendent.
That's very kind. Thank you. I look forward to tomorrow, and thanks again for inviting me. It's going to be a great conversation.
Chief, what do you see as some of the cornerstones of success that you've had here recently? I mean, the significant improvement in arrest rates is something that has caught my attention.
Well, that also begins with the hard work, and it's really, again, as you know intimately, it's all the men and women on the street, the professional staff who support them. It is them who make the music. I'm the conductor. I stand in front, but I know a talent, and I know how to put people into right seats and give them the tools they need to be successful, but they are the ones creating the music. I just happen to understand the music, and I know what it's supposed to sound like and look like, and that's why partnerships matter.
And now that you, as long as you've been living in the French Quarter and hearing the music, you know it even better, right?
You know, everyone knows I am a resident of the French Quarter. I love living there. I love the culture of New Orleans. The people have been so welcoming of me. This is it's such an enriching experience of my life. So thank you to everyone about it.
So, Chief, you've been in a number of different places throughout the country. And is there something that you can point to special about this relationship, unlike other places that you've been?
Well, I would say that the culture of New Orleans is definitely unique and real. People here in this city and are surrounding the city are genuinely wanting to have relationship with people as a part of that Southern culture. But New Orleans is a little more unique than just a Southern culture. Southerners, I was raised in the South, but not in New Orleans. We're raised to be polite, but here it's not empty. It's not shallow. There's a realness to people wanting to have relationship, which is part of a Southern culture. And so that is unique, where in other cities, other parts of the country, those relationships are not necessarily inherent. And so that's what makes New Orleans, among all of the wonderful cultures of this city, that's why New Orleans is actually special and unique.
How does that translate into helping you do the job that you need to do?
Well, because I have to have several different players at the table to make the magic of the music. Again, you have to have the district attorney's office to do the follow-through on presenting the cases to a judge or a jury for decision-making. And I also appreciate the fact that in our system, our criminal justice system, it's also a part of making sure that people who should not be accused or convicted also are protected. And so having that player at the table is a checks and balance on government power, police power per se, but being able to communicate, talk back and forth, those are critical abilities, just to be able to talk with someone and not always have a challenge or issues. That's what the conversation tomorrow is going to be about, the fact that communication matters.
Yeah. Chief, also, your experience from other areas as opposed to, you know, in light of your experience here, did you get the same support from the business community? I know that Sandra, I've had many conversations with her about how important feeling safe and secure in your community is to economic development and helping cultivate thriving businesses. Is there a difference? Have you experienced a difference?
Well, absolutely. I kind of learned early on in policing as a chief, which is now into 20 years of doing it. I have always said that the police department, the police chief, has everything to do with economic development in a city or a community, because people won't shop or go to places of restaurants if they don't feel safe, or if they think their car is going to get broken into, or they just don't feel safe. And so that impacts economic prosperity of any city. And so policing has everything to do with making sure that people's and in the business world can prosper.
And Sandra, to you, what do you hear most from your members on this topic?
You know, they appreciate. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sandra. And I also want to thank you, Sandra, for the support.
Oh, of course. Yes, you just hit it on the nose when you said that people want to shop and dine in a place where they feel safe. And most recently, I've heard during the Super Bowl, both Mardi Gras and Super Bowl this past year, that people were coming into town from our neighboring communities. And some of them have even said to me that they had not dined in the French Quarter in over 20 years, even though they live within a 10-mile radius of downtown New Orleans, until the Super Bowl this year, and how safe they did feel. And, you know, this is a combined effort of NOPD and DA's office, and also the SEER 1 rating that we recently were able to acquire for Mardi Gras after the Super Bowl, SEER 1 rating that it normally brings in. So, yes, this is a very important aspect to not only keeping the businesses here in New Orleans, but bringing people to the businesses here in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Chief, you had something you wanted to add?
Well, you know, I also have a heart's desire that we play a role in restoring the safety of this city to such a degree that all the people who left back during, you know, Hurricane Katrina and Ida and so forth, I want people to come home. And I want to make it an environment where they know that they can have, their kids are going to be safe, that they can have businesses and thrive, that they can have neighborhoods and be out on their porches and talk. So I want people to come home. And so I thank you for the feedback, Sandra, as well about people who have returned just to spend their dollars and enjoy the entertainment life of New Orleans.
Chief, when there's been a lot of collaboration with other agencies, yeah. I know that Louisiana State Police has played a role, and hopefully they are trying to achieve a fully staffed troop here in the city of New Orleans. Any update as to where they stand?
You know, thanks to the governor and to our excellent Colonel Robert Hodges, that relationship is solid. It has worked well. And so I do know that they have significantly given us a large number of troops. I think they have an end goal of around 40 to 50 troops to be able to be assigned. But the amount that they have given us to work together has been an excellent relationship. And I want to give shout outs to like Kenner and to the Orleans Parish deputies, as well as JPSO has always been a great partner. St. Bernard, we really have an excellent law enforcement, and our university police, people don't think about that partnership. And it's a really important partnership for Levy Police, all of us, the Harbor Police, I could go on, but we have a genuine relationship as well as with our feds.
You know, my experience always was that everyone wants everyone else to succeed, and they realize when a tide mm-hmm. rises, it rises for all. And because crime has no geographic boundary, you know, we're all facing the same challenges, whether we want to admit it or not.
Well, that's true. And you know something? Everybody has been, our fellow law enforcement community has been so good to help New Orleans. But I also want to be an agency that's there for them. If they need something, mm-hmm. we're going to give them what they need, because it's quid pro quo as well. It's not always New Orleans. And like just past weekend, Mother's Day up on the lake, you know, that's patrolled and the jurisdiction is Levy. Well, they needed some help. So we are there to support them as well. So we got to do it together. We got to do it with the community. And that's where Sandra and the chamber and the business community has also been an excellent partner to us. So I have nothing but praise for this partnership in the city of New Orleans and surrounding.
Yeah, and I'd like to echo that,
go
too.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I'm sorry, Neil.
Yes,
it's, go ahead. You know, working with the Jefferson Chamber, the St. Tammany Chamber, our partners in St. Bernard, we're all working together for the benefit of the whole community. So collaboration is definitely the key here in all of this. Yes, we are the New Orleans Chamber, but we are more than just Orleans Parish. We're the whole region, and it, you know, and then it goes on into we're the state of Louisiana, and we all have to work together to make it the state of Louisiana a place to do business and to live.
No doubt. Chief, I wanted to touch on a challenge that you've talked about a number of times, and people are always saying, you know, what is the status? What is the update relative to your employee base? Where do you find yourself today?
With respect to staffing, is that what you're asking,
yes.
Sheriff?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So that is our biggest challenge, truly, because right now we have just over 900 sworn staff. We were a department of about 1,300 members because we have a support staff of about 400 support staff members who are vital. But with respect to the police officer and the street, we're at 900. We should be, at minimum, we should be at 1,200. And at one time, about 10, 15 years ago, New Orleans was a 1,500-man police department in terms of the police themselves, the officers. So it is a huge challenge because the demands are still the demands of what a 1,200-man department should be, if not a 1,500. So we are, that's why these partnerships also matter, because everybody's short, everybody has got vacancies in today's law enforcement. So it's a challenge. I will not lower standards to bring people on board. If anything, we're going to raise standards. Always want people who might think they'd be a good law enforcement officer. We'd like to talk with you. But in the end, you got to be the best of the best or you won't be seated on our team.
Yeah, you know, I often on this show and when I was sheriff talked about we're really in the credibility business, right?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
We have to, the public trust, you have to manage it and massage it very carefully. You lose it, you got to work three times as hard to get it back. And in some cases, there's a percentage of people you'll never get it back. And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, fractured relationships, if we have them in our personal lives and our families and our small circles. So all we are talking about is on a macro level, fractured relationships.
Sure.
Are fractured relationships. They can be restored. You are looking, you look at NLPD, it's transformed. We have a community that, for the most part, wants to love on their police department and think and trust us. So you can earn trust back. You can heal wounds. But there is a key group of people who will never allow healing, and that's true in our personal lives. And you just try to find a place to put that in your heart and move on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sandra, and that's why the role that you got, in my view, and I'm sure the chief would support me in this observation, the role of the chamber, other business organizations, putting on events like you're doing tomorrow, people really enjoy open and frank conversation. And the more that you can have that in front of the public, I think the better off everybody is served. And kudos to you guys for pulling this together.
Well, and thank you for that. But really, it's the kudos go to the NOPD, the superintendent and our officers. I've had the pleasure of working with Officer Reese, who is our superintendent. He's head of communications, correct?
Right. He's sitting right here with me. He's fabulous.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of his. But he forwarded me all these trends, like statistical trends, and I love statistics. I was going through it. And so we came up with some observations that when we look at the first quarter of 2022 and we compare it to this first quarter in 2025, murders and fatal shootings are down 59%. Fatal shootings are down 76%. Non-fatal shootings are down 64%. Armed robbery is down 73%, and carjackings are down 84%. I mean, that's outstanding. So talking about building the trust back, 2022 versus 2025 first quarter, like here are the stats to prove it.
Well, I appreciate that. And stats are important. They help us frame an understanding. But, you know, we've had a bad week this week, and every single stat, someone is suffering, someone's family is hurting and grieving. And so, and I'm yanked this week with the violence. And so, you know, I appreciate the good stats, but to get even a notification of someone who has died today just yanks me. And so, but we are moving in the right direction. But until we become the safest city in America, it's not good enough for me.
Well, Chief, you're not the only geographic area that's had that same experience over the last 2 to 3 weeks. It's kind of caught my attention. You know, you can take the man out of law enforcement, but you can't take the law enforcement out of the man. And I know you appreciate that.
Sheriff, you're doomed. You're never going to be anything but sheriff.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm glad you do what you do today, but you a cop all the way through.
I love what the word you use, yanked, because that's exactly how I felt when I started reading these little anecdotal stories throughout the whole metro area. And I'm like, damn, every time you feel like you're hitting the stride and things are going well, all of a sudden you get sucker punched.
Yeah, it's just, it's really, you know, violence is so violating of our dignity as people. And I mean it. I'm not a cheap talker. I'm not a tough talker, but I am a woman of action, and we are taking action. And if anybody out there is listening, or you know anybody who's carrying toting guns or a trigger puller, you know, we are coming, and I mean it. We are coming. And so either leave town, give yourself up, or we're coming to get you. It's going to be, but we're not going to, it's not going to stand. It's not going to continue.
And I can't think of a better place to end this than right there with that statement. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I think, Sandra, you're going to stay with us. We have the DA, Jason Williams, joining us after the break. Chief, thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for spending so much time with us today. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, and thank you. And you're going to enjoy Jason. He's excellent, excellent, excellent. So talk to you all later.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Thanks. We will be right back with the DA, Jason Williams. Stay with us. This is Newell on Deborah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
WWL. Welcome back, folks. We are going to continue our conversation with Sandra Lombana-Lindquist, President and CEO of the New Orleans Chamber, and Jason Williams, the New Orleans DA, joins us as well in advance of their spring luncheon tomorrow, where there's going to be a presentation by both the DA and the Chief Kirkpatrick, the superintendent of NOPD. It's entitled From Collaboration to Conviction, Real Results in Public Safety, Celebrating Progress, a Spotlight on the Unprecedented Cooperation between the DA's Office and NOPD that's improving conviction rates and community confidence. Mr. DA, welcome to the show.
How are you, Noah? Thanks for having us.
Doing well. Let us go back to Sandra for a moment. Sandra, let's talk a little bit about the particulars for tomorrow's event.
All right. So as you said, the conversation is about the unprecedented collaboration between the DA's office and NOPD and how it's strengthening conviction rates and enhancing public trust, which is incredibly important. And it's important for the local business leaders, and we have about 550 registered attendees for tomorrow's luncheon. It's important for them to understand how effective results-driven partnerships at all levels throughout the city lead to the success of our city and allow us to grow and retain our existing business base. And so when we thought about this conversation, and again, Newell, it was when I heard you on the radio talking about some positive numbers, we got the idea of inviting our Honorable Jason Williams to attend the luncheon. And when we called his office, it was an immediate response. It was so nice that, you know, of course, we want to work with the business community. We want to do whatever it takes to get the word out. And so I did sit down with Officer Reese, with Superintendent Kirkpatrick's office, and Keith Lampkin, who is the Chief of External Affairs for Jason Williams's office. And we had this really great conversation where they're talking about this unprecedented collaboration. And in that conversation, I learned about this No Dice program, which is the New Orleans Data Informed Community Engagement. So I was really hoping that the DA would be able to talk more about this today on the radio. And of course, we'll focus on it at the luncheon tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I'm very familiar with No Dice. I've actually interviewed both the DA and Keith about some of the results, as well as Rafi Goyeneche, who is a big believer in the No Dice program as well. With that, Jason, welcome to the show. And I'll give you an opportunity to, you know, if you want to open up and talk about what you hope to accomplish at tomorrow's event.
So first and foremost, you know, thanking the business community for suffering the storm that we all went through when we were, again, the murder capital of the country. And talking about the strategies that were implemented and executed on across multiple different agencies, local, state, and federal, to claw our way out of that grim distinction. And No Dice is a huge part of that. It's about going upstream and attacking those places that are breeding grounds for crime, to make the criminal element uncomfortable and make law-abiding citizens comfortable to use their common spaces. But, you know, I've heard Sandra, I've heard Ann today talk about the level of unprecedented collaboration. I really think that is the biggest takeaway. There is no silver bullet. There is no one entity that has allowed us to put up the best public safety numbers in the world, in the country, working with the police department, the ATF in 2023. And then when Jeff Landry became governor, I was one of his first meetings before he was sworn in, where I was pleading with him to loan us some state police troopers. And he gave us a permanent police troop. So, I mean, I think public safety, and I think I've heard you say this on your show, is one of the spaces where, you know, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, we need to all be on the same page. Murder, rape, and armed robbery are bad things, and we need to do everything we can to rid our communities of it. And you are seeing the fruits of that unprecedented collaboration. I think it's really important for business leaders to hear about it so we can lock it in and never backslide from that.
Jason, I'm very encouraged by both what you're saying and what the chief has said. And I think because you worked in this realm for a long time in a different capacity, there hasn't always been this healthy, strong relationship between the NOPD and the district attorney's office.
You're right. I mean, look, I've talked to Leon Canizero. I talked to Harry Connick before he passed a good deal just about that relationship. And it has historically been strained. Typically, we get a bad police report. We complain about it. We yell about it. But we don't do anything about it. Andre Godin, my chief of screening, came up with an idea. I mean, because it's not a cult personality. I have a great team of individuals. Andre said, let's put a district screener with every police district in the city so that we can build better cases from start to finish. And if there's a problem with a police report, let's not fight about it. Let's just make it better. So by the time it gets to court, we can get a better result from a judge or a jury.
I love that approach because you develop a relationship, right? You know the proclivities of one another. You know, you get to know the screener and what they're looking for in cases, and you can pretty much pre-termit a lot of issues in the development of a case, saying we're not ready to present it because he's going to want this, he or she's going to want that, and we just soon go and get it done now.
That's exactly right. Just being proactive with the whole process. And it also builds trust from top to bottom. So Ann and I have a great working relationship. But also my rank-and-file prosecutors and rank-and-file police officers, they've improved their relationships. And there is trust internally. Ann talked a little bit about trust with the public. It's very important. But trust with in between agencies is also vitally important because we all want the same thing. And I think right now we're in a place where we are rowing the same direction to get there. And so when we started using open source intelligence and relying on crime cameras and other technologies as force multipliers to prove cases, we shared that information in charge conferences, where you have homicide detectives and you have my homicide unit. And then they started leaning into technology as well. And so now we don't have enough prosecutors. You just heard the chief say we don't have enough police still, but we're using technology to do more with less and get better results.
You know, and the timing really is timing is almost everything, quite frankly, because as you just said, having to do more with less at this particular time, it requires you to think out of the box and to implement measures to do so. And that's not always easy, right? Because you have to have multiple willing partners and folks and disparate agencies coming together to do so.
It's really tough. No, I was shocked at the low level of internal communication between agencies when I got in government the first time. I'm talking with city council. And then when I got in the criminal justice space, it was even less. And you would think it would be more. Even the systems in terms of when someone is remanded, how that information is transferred from the court to the jail, there's no systemic hub that does that. Now we're working on a cloud-based system that will have everyone getting the same information in real time at the exact time And so it's really cutting edge, but it's going to create a space where there won't be room for bad offenders to slip through the cracks. And it's vitally important. And I think it's paying off in a way that quicker than I even thought it would, to be honest with you.
Jason, I'm not asking you to point fingers with this question, but you know, I'm looking at the advertisement or the kind of thing that was put out by the chamber. There's a picture of you and a picture of the chief. There's two legs to the stool, but there is a third. And maybe Sandra, next year there could be the chief judge there. How important would that be, Jason?
No, you know, you've lived this. You know, I'm the end user of the reports. But, I mean, we all have heard of cases in which there's an individual on an ankle monitor who should have never been put on an ankle monitor, or an individual who's violated the terms and conditions of their bail or probation, and they're given a second, third, and fourth chance. Well, in my opinion, that's a fifth, sixth, and seventh chance, because probation or parole was the second chance that the court gave them. So, I mean, that is another leg of the stool that is vitally important. We all play different roles. I understand what America has gone through in terms of the criminal legal system, but there is something that is called overcorrection. And overcorrection, if you're driving a car very fast down a highway, can lead you to a crash, and it can lead to a crash in the criminal legal system as well. We need balance. And without that balance, there are very grave consequences.
When you think about the exercise of discretion, you know, my experience is some folks can do that well and some not so much. Your thoughts?
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, discretion is amazing when the person who has it is well-informed and well-intentioned, and working every day a full day. I mean, those things are all vitally, just the basics, right? Even before you get to no dice, before you get to our OSINT unit or technology, just putting in the time and executing on the basics every single day. If someone violates, then they should be remanded. We preach that in the DA's office, executing the basics before you get to the aspirational stuff. Discretion is huge, but it can sometimes be abused, right? And we've got to, everyone has to be held accountable. I have to be held accountable, judges, the police department, everybody has to answer to the people we work for, and that's the public. We are no different than a waiter who keeps coming by the table to make sure your water glass is full. That is the job. We are public servants, and in my opinion, in the public safety space, we're the most important servants in the room. And look, there's something to celebrate when you look at the numbers in Orleans Parish. But there's never a time to wave a victory flag. We are no longer the murder capital, but we need to set higher goals for ourselves to never be in the top 10 again, to get in the top 20, then get in the top 30, and to make sure that the things we've learned, the things that we've executed on as a team, ATF, NOPD, DA's office, that we lock in and institutionalize, so it's not dependent upon Jason Williams or Ann Kirkpatrick or Josh Jackson, special agent in charge of ATF. But these are systems, this is a playbook that we will use with fidelity to maintain public safety.
That is so true on so many different levels. And with that, we have run out of time. Jason Williams, the district attorney for the city of New Orleans, thank you so much for joining us. We will be right back after the break for Sandra Labana Lindquist. Final thoughts, stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Folks. Welcome back, folks. We continue our conversation with Sandra Lombana Lindquist, President and CEO of the New Orleans Chamber. Sandra, this is going to be a wonderful event. What I love about both of these folks is that they are so articulate. and it's really just, you know, refreshing to sit there. And I didn't want to go into all of the granular details, you know, to leave something for your audience tomorrow, which I think there's going to be a lot, because there's a lot more to be said about these topics.
I agree. Not only are they articulate, but they're passionate about it. And seeing this unprecedented collaboration between their two offices is just something that we should be celebrating and talking about. So, you know, again, this is an opportunity for the New Orleans Chamber to prioritize these partnerships and bring these important conversations to the foreground so that our business community can stay involved and make informed decisions when it comes time to, you know, vote and, you know, talk to other leaders or, you know, bringing in businesses to New Orleans.
You know, we can celebrate our successes. We need to keep it going because, as you well know, because you have your finger on the pulse of the economy all the time, it's tough out there, right? I mean, it's not easy.
Oh, it's not. And you know, we get caught up in some of the general things that are happening. But when we really look at what is happening in New Orleans that is positive, those are the things that we should bring to the forefront. And, you know, at my board meeting every month, I always try and point out a few things that I know you do on a regular basis by having certain guests on. But those are the things that we should be talking to our neighbors and our colleagues and our families about. What's going right in our community.
And groups like yours have so much to give, right? And all politics are local. And the more that they get involved And the more that they set the bar of what we're willing to accept and not accept, the better off we're going to be, quite frankly, as a community.
Exactly. And community is the word. The New Orleans Chamber of Commerce is in the business of community. It's community development. It's economic development. But it's, you know, our job to make connections and spark innovation and advocate for priorities that are important for all of us and that are going to drive economic growth.
So don't know if there's more space available, but if people have an interest in attending tomorrow's event from 11 to 1 at the Sheraton New Orleans Grand Ballroom, 5th floor at 500 Canal Street, where would they go?
Please go to our website, neworleanschamber.org. There's a place to register. We are at capacity, but I bet we could fit in a few people if there's any interest. We're about, I think we have almost 600 registered attendees at this point, but if you're able to make it, come on out.
Well, that's a good problem to have. Sold out. Good to hear.
Thank you.
Sandra, best of luck tomorrow. Love the format. Wish I could be there. Sandra Lombana-Lindquist, President and CEO of the New Orleans Chamber of Commerce. Keep up the great work, and good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk-In text line. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, it's going to be a moment where a lot of people are going to fight with hypocrisy, because a lot of people who are critical of the Dixie Chicks for doing what they did in London, well, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, has done the same thing. We'll talk about that coming up.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way, folks. Have a great Thursday evening. We'll see you in the morning.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.